Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to be with you. It's such a nice day out there. It's we're so lucky to have springtime in Victoria, or almost springtime. And also, I'm so lucky because my good buddy Trish Young is here. She's from City Life Suites. We'll talk later about that. Trish had a birthday on Monday. How are you?
I'm very well.
Oh, no, like not they, Monday. Sunday, right?
It was Sunday.
Barry was Monday,
yeah.
Yes, and you're both 40, is that right?
Well, you know, I won't say I'm over the hill, but the view from here is fantastic.
You're so funny. I'm really excited, Trish, about our first guest because I think you're going to find her really fascinating. I talked to Karen Sorstein in November when I was filling in during the weekday shows. And I wanted to get her back on Lifestyle because I wanted to get our listeners a chance to call in. So we're going to be taking calls later, 385, or what is our number here, Emily? 385-1161. And we're also, 386-1161, also star 1070 on your cell phone. We're going to take calls about intuitive kind of psychic stuff so that if you have any questions or want to know about your life or what's going to happen, Karen kind of listens to your voice, a little bit about you. If you have any questions, she kind of can pick up some vibes about you. Karen Sorstein is executive and life coach, a management consultant, public speaker, intuitive, and a psychotherapist. Wow, a lot of handles. How are you, Karen?
How are you?
I'm excellent, Karen. Now, you know what's so weird? Karen emailed me about an hour ago, and I was telling you this, Trish, and just said, do you have my number? And it was like at that same moment I logged on my computer. And you know what, Karen? I had 305, not 303.
Oh.
Yeah, well, how bizarre. Like, did you pick something up or what? Like, that is so bizarre.
I that happens all the time with people. People will, I'll reach out to people and they're like, oh my gosh, I was just writing a text to you or I was just getting ready to call you. So yeah, it happens all the time.
It was perfect timing, really perfect timing. Now, Karen, I want to get a little bit of your background because you have lots of degrees, lots of education, and you're a business person. You're so many things. So tell people about your background and kind of all the areas you cover.
The thing that really brings it all together is that when I was 14 years old, I had a discussion with my father about the purpose of life, and he said, well, that's easy. It's to have fun. And
that's good.
For me, you know, in adolescence, we always think we have the answers right, and I thought, gosh, that seems really simplistic. And now, of course, I understand the wisdom in his words, but I define my life's purpose at that time to help people uncover and express their divine spirit. And just like many of us in throughout our careers, we're sort of like an onion where we're really uncovering our life's purpose as we develop. And so I started in the management and organizational sciences because I loved psychology, but I wanted to apply it to business. And so for 25 years, I have been going into companies and doing a lot of leadership development and developed universities within large corporations and improved morale and reorganized companies, et cetera. And then about 12 years ago, I went back to school for another master's degree, this one being in psychology, and opened up a private practice as a psychotherapist working with people through life transition who may be going through any life transition, whether it's a career change or a change of relationship, dealing with parents who are getting older or passing, et cetera. And it was during that time that I had several losses in my life, and I'd always been an empath and always had been an intuitive, but my intuitive abilities just went through the roof, and I started integrating that in my practice. And it was kind of quiet for a while. I hadn't really come out of the closet because I was having these extraordinary experiences. And then I became braver, and I thought, gosh, if my life's purpose is to help people uncover and express their spirit, and I have this intuitive talent, which we all do, by the way, mine was just heightened, and I thought, I really just need to put it out there. And so I started putting out there my intuitive abilities and psychic abilities. And so a lot of the work that I'm doing now is integrating that into my work as a psychotherapist and even in business.
Well, you know, Trish, you're a Pisces, and you always talk about that third eye because you have a lot of intuition. And I think that sometimes we think, oh, well, that's kind of doo-doo-doo-doo stuff, like, oh, it's not real. But it is real that we have these senses about things sometimes before they happen. And you really have that a lot, don't you, Trish?
Well, I just believe that we are perhaps born with the ability, but as we go through life, it gets dampened down. And it's not necessarily something that society has you look at and work with. And some people have it more. It's like a talent, like playing the piano or anything like that. But I do have that sense. I'd like to develop it a whole lot more, but... you know, how does one do that?
How did you do that, Karen? How do you keep developing that? Because last time you were on, you took calls, and we're going to take calls in the next break, 250-386-1161 or star 1070 on your cell. And you were, I was talking to you about my dad, and you had a, said, you know, you make people, your dad says you make people happy. And that's exactly what my dad would have said. And it was, to me, the biggest compliment ever. And it just, I guess we all think there's someone there, and maybe some people thought, well, that's not real, but to me, it's what he would have said, and you didn't know that.
You know, well, it, well, thank you for that, and I believe that about you, too. And I started studying, before I really came out of the closet with this, I started studying how intuition works, because I was so curious. And by the way, I put intuition and psychic ability on the same continuum. I just think that psychic ability is just turned up a notch. But anyway, I started studying, and I learned about quantum physics and something called quantum entanglement. And I also learned about, I had an executive from Stanford Medical School who was writing a best-selling book on neuroscience who had come to me and he heard about my work as an intuitive, and he taught me what actually goes on in the brain when we're using our intuitive intelligence. And so there's a lot of science to support the reality that this isn't woo-woo, it's not science fiction, it is science fact. I teach intuitive and psychic development courses. I teach intuitive leadership in corporations. I speak all over the country and on radio and around the world. And there is a science, and for people who are interested in learning more, they can always go to my website at karensinsight.com, and I have articles that I've written that explain the science behind this.
And if you want to look up Karen, Storstein, Storstein.com, all the stuff she does, and if you have a business or want to coach, everything you want to know about Karen is right there. Trish, you know, you have lots of things going on in your life always, and I know your mom passed many years ago, but is there any question you'd like to talk, ask Karen? Because that's how she works, is hearing your voice, and she can kind of pick up on that. Isn't that right, Karen?
Actually, I don't need to hear voices. Sometimes people will email into a radio show, and I'll just read their email. And what it, how it works is that it's all energy. And we know through quantum entanglement that everything that exists, all energy is interpenetrated with everything else. So it's called non-localized intuition. So I don't need a voice. In fact, oftentimes people who I'm reading for on the phone will be asking me about a relative and having me tune into that person, make sure that they're okay, or a relationship with people I've never met. So so it's just all based on energy.
Trish, did you have anything you wanted to ask about your life?
Well, I mean, I don't know whether you can say how things will be in the future, but I'd like to be planning a holiday, for a fairly lengthy holiday, 3-month holiday, and I just wanted to know if you had any sense whether that is still going to be a good thing for us to do.
Oh, okay, good. So just for the listening audience, what happens is, because I know, Patty, you asked, how do I do this? Or how do we become more intuitive? So what we want to do is raise our energy really, really high, because everything is energy. And then what I do is I'll ask the question that you just asked, and I'll ask for divine guidance on it. And then I'm listening, and then I'll give you the response. So I'm kind of an interpreter. So if there's a moment of silence, you'll know why. So let me just see what I get, Trish.
Send out your energy, Trish. All
I'm
your
sending.
Best thoughts.
I'm focused.
And if you want to call in, we're going to take a break in a second here, but it's going to be 250-386-1161, *1070 on your cell, or you can email us at cfax1070.com. So if you have questions about your life or someone who's passed, Karen is the person to ask. So make sure you make the calls in the break. And what do you pick
Thank
up, Karen?
You. Thank you. Yeah. Well, I get that you really need the break and that you've been working hard. And so I absolutely do get that you're going to do it. And you feel really energized when you do it. I feel like, you know, when you come back, you're going to feel like, wow, I'm in really good shape because I'm kind of seeing you walking fast and getting out in nature more and family around you. So it looks really positive.
Very good. Well, that's good news.
And that sounds what she needs to hear. Okay, we're going back in 2 minutes with Karen and Trish. Make sure you give us a call. Back in a minute.
Traffic got you down. We'll get you up and going with more traffic more often. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
The Royal Museum Shop. Intriguing and unique.
Where did you find that cute mammoth plush?
The Royal Museum Shop. It's a birthday present for my niece. And I bought this beautiful jewelry crafted by a local artist as a memento of my visit to the museum.
There's something for everyone at the Royal Museum Shop. Clothing, jewelry, books, from postcards to original artwork. Many items with a distinctly BC flavor. There's no admission fee and your purchases support the Royal BC Museum. Whatever the occasion, memories begin at the Royal Museum Shop.
Hi, this is Rhonda from Cruise Experts Travel. Do you like great value? Just released 2014 Summer Oceania Departures. Book by May 31st, 2013 and receive prepaid gratuities and more. Ask me about what's up and coming with Oceania and my Western Mediterranean 2014 escorted departure. Call me 250-384-8100 and ask for Rhonda. Cruise Experts Travel, 250-384-8100.
Today, join the Cloth Castle at this year's Creative Stitches and Crafting Alive show. Look for their booth at Perks Rec Center, featuring lots of new fabrics, machines, and notions for every sewer, quilter, and knitter. Then shop the Cloth Castle's March Madness sale. Husqvarna sewing machines from under $200. Plus, buy one, get one sale items store-wide.
The Cloth Castle, Victoria's one-stop sewing and quilt shop on Goldstream and beautiful downtown Langford. And ClothCastle.com, open 7 days a week.
Did you hear that this month at Victoria Hyundai, you can have it all?
Well, that sounds like everything I've ever wanted.
Sure is. Want a hybrid? Get the upgrade, no charge.
What about a cash discount and 0% financing?
It's yours.
What about an extended warranty for nothing?
You want it? You got it.
Victoria Hyundai. No pressure, just great offers. Like a 2013 Elantra. Zero down, $94 biweekly, 0% for 84 months. Hurry in to see the friendly folks at Victoria Hyundai. 525 Gorge Road East and VictoriaHyundai.com.
We are back. In the studio, we have Trish Young from City Life Suites. On the phone, we have Karen Storstein, who is many things, executive and life coach, management consultant, public speaker, intuitive, and psychotherapist. You can find all about her on her website, KarenStorstein.com, and see if you want to know more about what she can do for you. And what she's going to do today is to help us. And on the email is an email from Steve saying, I'm not working at the moment, and I was wondering what the future holds job-wise and family/girlfriend. Now, I know, Karen, you take a minute to kind of think about that.
Yeah, and I wanted to tell the listeners, too, that KarenStorstein.com is for my corporate business, for corporations.
Okay.
And KarensInsight.com is for individuals, if people are looking for an intuitive read or counseling.
Okay, perfect.
So let's see. Okay, so on the job front, let me see what I get.
And then we have Maria, who's our next caller. So, Maria, hang on. We'll be with you in 1 minute.
Be happy to know, and I don't always give great news, but I always look at it like learning. But with it's Steve, right?
It's Steve, yep.
Steve, you have a big opportunity coming up, and I'm hearing it's going to be eventful career wise. You're very industrious with it. And I'm also hearing that you're centering, and this is actually a good thing, that you're centering on yourself more, and that's helping you because, you know, sometimes we can get so worried about everybody else. And so I feel like this time you're really focused on what's important to you, what you need, and this job is going to fulfill you in that way. And I don't feel like it's very far off, maybe 2 to 3 months. Let me see about, he wanted to know
about a girlfriend as well.
His girlfriend?
He wanted to know about what it holds job-wise, family / girlfriend. I don't know if he has a girlfriend or he wants a girlfriend.
Oh, okay, let's see. So I'm getting he's not in a relationship right now. Mm-hmm. And let me see. Sometimes I like to look at what might be blocking someone from bringing in unconsciously someone to them. So let me do that.
Isn't this fascinating, Trish?
Sometimes he, Steve, and I'm hearing sometimes you house your own authority, and you get in your own way sometimes. And I'm just trying to see if that means. Hold on. So maybe it's giving a little bit more room to someone else. And if there's times where you can be a little controlling, letting go of that, sort of being more collaborative, I think that will help. And let's see if somebody's coming in.
I hope this helps, Steve. This is a lot of good information.
And I do get someone will be coming in about 6 months. But it's interesting because I'm also hearing you say it's a little bit of a yo-yo ride, like up and down for a while. So that might not be the relationship you're going to be in, but somebody will be coming in after that.
Well, looks like good news. A job's coming along, a relationship, and maybe a better one down the road. Steve, I hope that all works out for you and has been helpful for you. Thank you so much for answering that question. Hello there. Is that Maria?
Yes, it is.
Maria's on the line, and you have a question for Karen.
Yes, I'm having a lot of indecision about moving. I own a house, and I'm thinking about moving to a condo, but I'm not really happy about that. I'm not really a condo person, and I'm trying to find a friendlier place because I feel lonely living in my house alone, but I don't know if financially this is a good thing to do or not.
That's a tough transition in life. I'm sure Karen can put that to her test right now and see what she's saying.
Let's see. You know, when I ask you, I do like some telepathy, and I'm asking you, are you going to move? And you're like, no. And I'm just seeing your head going, you know, negative, no. But you're lonely there. Well, have you considered like someone who you get along with, like maybe a roommate?
I don't have a lot of contacts. I've thought about that. I've lived on my own a long time, and I'm quite independent. And so I'm not sure if that would work, but that has crossed my mind. And financially, I'm in a position where I'm sort of arranging to put a mortgage on my house because I don't have a big cash flow. So I'm thinking about this. Maybe I can sell my house and move to something a little less expensive, and that might work. There's a lot of options in my life, and I understand that. So like, I don't know what's going on.
Well, you know, right now, and I know you're like at this transition point, but, you know, if it would be, I think, so wonderful, and I know you're so independent, but if you had the right person, you you know, move in, and maybe it's a short-term lease while you're trying to figure out what you're really doing. Maybe it's 6 months or something like that, just to kind of test it out. But I get this feeling like if you have the right person moving in, that you would really enjoy it and you would have more fun, and it would definitely help, you know, bring in some income. And also sort of, because while you're trying to gain clarity of mind and you're in this transition period, just before you, I feel like you're not quite ready to make some major decisions right now anyway. So, you know, it would just kind of help you with the transition while you're really trying to figure it out. But in the short term, I just don't get you moving.
Well, I think in my heart I don't really want to move, but at the other time I'm saying, well, you know, I'm older now. I have to think sensibly.
Yeah.
You know what I think? You know, I'm in real estate, and Tricia, we were talking about this. It's like you talking about going on a holiday. It's a really difficult time when you think you're at this age or you should be doing this, should be doing that. But sometimes, like Karen was saying, you need to sit on that a while, and maybe a roommate, maybe something like that is good because it fills your soul, but maybe the place is okay. You don't always have to move into a condo. You know, I think that's a big life change.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got to go with your gut too, Maria.
Yeah. And, you know, if I can just jump in here and just say that you could also set yourself up into a situation where you don't sell your home, but what you do is you rent a condo and you experience the condo life so that you know at the end of, say, a six-month period whether that is going to work for you and whether it's an option. And in the interim, you could rent out your home. That way, no big money changes hands. It's not really a big decision that you've made, but you have tried the waters. So that is also an option as well.
Okay, well, thank you very much, ladies.
And one more thing, Maria. What I was just getting is that you have worked so hard to be so independent, and you're like a black belt with that. And I really feel like this next phase of your life is going to be, your growth phase is going to be learning more about interdependence, and that it's okay and it's safe to rely on others too. And it'll actually be really fun for you. So so that's just another little tidbit.
That sounds great. And Maria, you sound like a great person who's got a really sunny personality. So all the best in your future plans. We're going to come back after the news break. Wendy, you're on the line. We're going to come back with Karen, talk about your health. Back in a minute.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
New Zealand's Black Grace has been bringing down the house with explosive performances based on traditional Maori dances. 90 minutes of heart-pounding dance, chanting, stomping, using their bodies, the floor, and each other as percussive instruments. Black Grace dances like nothing you've ever seen. Dance Victoria is proud to bring Black Grace to the Royal Theatre. Two nights only, March 15th and 16th. Tickets from $29 at dancevictoria.com. Proudly presented by Island BMW.
Hello?
Monday on Bravo.
I'm a man who pays his debts.
The moment that will change Dallas forever. The end of J.R. Ewing. But in death, as in life.
An enemy share the same enemy. It's a rare and beautiful thing.
J.R. always has one more trick up his sleeve.
Because you shouldn't have to pay for my sins.
Brace yourself for the shocking revelation that will leave you stunned.
I'll get to the truth.
An all-new Dallas, Monday at 6, only on Bravo.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good morning, I'm Ted Jenner with a CFAX 1070 News Update. It's the weekend to spring forward for daylight saving time. Most Canadians will get an hour less sleep, but will gain an hour more of evening light in the coming months. Officially, the change starts at Sunday at 2 a.m., though most people are likely to reset their clocks before going to bed tonight. It's also a good time to put new batteries in warning devices, such as smoke detectors. Alberta's finance minister says it was not an easy budget. Much of the province's current revenue shortfall can be attributed to the so-called bitumen bubble. That's the discounted price producers get for their crude versus U.S. benchmarks. Doug Horner says he wants to hold a summit this summer to figure out the best way to forecast energy prices. A warning from the federal finance minister. Jim Flaherty met with economists yesterday and told the government will take a significant hit from weaker economic growth prospects. He says he intends to close tax loopholes and focus on controlling spending. Some economists say the Harper government can still hit its target to balance the budget by 2015, but only if the economy cooperates. People enraged by a court decision involving a deadly 2012 soccer riot in Egypt have torched the Soccer Federation headquarters and a police club in Cairo in a protest. An Egyptian court has confirmed the death sentences against 21 people for their part in the soccer violence, but acquitted 7 police officials. The soccer riot left 74 people dead. And British researchers have proposed a new theory for the origins of Stonehenge. They say it may have started as a giant burial ground for the elite families around 3000 BC. Researchers say an analysis of cremated bones of 63 people excavated from the site suggests family groups were buried at a circular enclosure, a larger, earlier version of Stonehenge. That was built 500 years before the monument we know today. Time now for a look at CFAX 1070 weather for Greater Victoria. Today, mainly sunny with a high of 12. Tonight, increasing clouds throughout the evening with a low of 4 degrees. Sunday, cloudy with a chance of showers in the morning, rain in the late evening with a high of 8. Monday, rain, a low of 5 and a high of 9. Tuesday, periods of rain, a low of 3 and a high of 9. And throughout the rest of the week, 60% chance of showers and clouds, low of 5 and a high of 11. Currently in downtown Victoria, it's sunny with some scattered cloud and 9 degrees. I'm Ted Jenner. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. Good morning. It's 11:33.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
That's hurry. Hey, we're back. In the studio, we have Trish Young from City Life Suites. On the phone is Karen Storstein, and we're taking calls from you. And I think we have Wendy on there. Is she still on the phone, Emily? Emily was calling about her health, and we'll get back to her. Karen, tell us some of the great stories that you've helped people with by maybe giving them some information about their life or with their business that's intuitive, that's kind of helped them go on.
Sure. Well, this one's kind of a heavy one, but I also do a show called Crime Wire, and a few days ago the show called me, and this two sisters lost their other sister to murder. And they called on the show to find out information that would help them solve the murder. And I just got notice from the show that they had said that I pinpointed who the murderer was and why perfectly. Wow. And apparently their deceased sister used to say, boo freaking who. And apparently, I guess when I tuned her in on the other side, that was the first thing that came out of my mouth from her.
You're kidding.
So, No. So it's a heavier story, but other times it's really, you know, helping people gain clarity about the, you know, a lot of times people are bored with their work and they're kind of trying to find their purpose. And so using the intuitive world as well as my psychological background to help people really hone in on, you know, what their purpose is and how best to express it at work. I had a lady come in and she was worried about a relationship that she was in. And so I used telepathy to help her better understand her partner's perspective because he's a little quiet. And she said that's exactly what's going on, and that really, really makes sense. So I have strategies now to, you know, improve my relationship. So it's that kind of thing.
Does it ever drain you, Karen, because, you know, there's so much information and so much that you have to concentrate on that it is draining because people are, especially I'm sure they know what you do, they're constantly asking these questions?
It gives me so much energy because I'm raising my energy when I'm doing the work, and I just feel like it's such an honor and that I get to really hear people's inner world and that they're sharing their life with me and that I'm able to partner with divine guidance as a channel. And my work is more like play. It's so meaningful and significant to me. I I just love it. So having said all that, of course, yeah, I did an event that was 3 days, and I was seeing people one every 10 minutes. And so after the 3 days, I felt like I'd been run over by a truck.
I bet.
But typically it gives me energy.
And I've got Emily on the line. Hey, Emily, you still there? Emily keeps calling. We keep losing her, but I'm sorry, it's Wendy.
Hello, yeah, I am here.
Wendy, you there? Okay, Wendy, you wanted to ask a question about your health, didn't you?
Yes, I just was wondering if you can give me some insight on my health. It seems to be every door seems to close on me. I'm just in the middle of fighting some claims and that, and I'm just wondering what direction I should go about doing that, because I'm just getting tired. Every door, like again I say, gets shut in my face for no unreason when I injured myself.
Wendy, before you expressed what was going on with you and it was about your health, I had a chance to tune into it at the break. And one of the things that the first thing that came up was your hostility. And I think anger can be a really good and powerful thing too sometimes. But I'm also, when I asked about your health, that was one of the first things that came up. And so it sounds like you were in an accident, but oftentimes our emotional states also affect us physically, and anger can affect your body physically as well. So the other thing that I'm getting is that the anger is it's I feel like it's more around your family, and I think there might be some healing to do there. So now, with respect to the current situation with your health, are you asking about? You said you have a claim. Are you trying to get clear about whether to continue to pursue that, or just about your health in general, or really pinpoint your question for me?
Well, right now I'm fighting LTD. I'm having problems with my doctor, and it's not making me better. I have a very good provider who is helping with my back problem, but no one seems to listen to their letters when they send letters to LTD. They keep
so
down.
Wendy, Karen's in the state. So you have a claim. So you're trying to get a claim through. Is this the problem?
Yes.
Okay. So you want to know if you're going to get your claim through?
Yes.
Okay.
It's been about 9 months now.
Alrighty.
Okay. Thank you for that, Patty, because I know, on radio it goes pretty fast, so let me just see about that, Wendy. Actually, I do get your claim is going to go through.
Oh, well, that would be good. Probably take a lot of stress off me.
Right.
And get on with my family.
Yeah, and I hate to say it, but I'm getting it geared towards your mom.
She just passed away.
Yeah, she passed away Boxing Day.
Wow.
Oh, well, and one of the things, too, for listeners is often, I know it sounds so crazy, but with one of the things I do is help heal old wounds from talking to the deceased on the other side, because after people pass on, they're seeing the totality of life and their part in it, and they're more accountable, and it's really about forgiveness, and so they can offer a lot of support on the other side that they couldn't offer while on planet Earth, so that can be helpful too.
Wendy, good luck to you.
I talk to the angels every night and tell them, and just to ask them if my mom's around or not.
She is, and she's winking at you.
Wendy, good luck to you. All the best.
Bye, Wendy.
Karen, it's been great talking to you. If people want to know more about you, can you please give out your information again if they want to contact you?
Absolutely. It's karensinsight.com, and that's karensinsight.com. And they can learn more about me and email me if they're interested in having a reading or doing some counseling, et cetera.
Well, it's been great talking to you, Trish. Hasn't it been
wonderful
to hear this?
Because
I really think, you've picked up on the people that have talked to you so far, really maybe the vibe going on with them, and I even felt Wendy feel softer by the end.
Very much.
Oh,
that whatever she'd started felt like that was a breakthrough for her. So thank you so much for doing that. And I hope that you have a great weekend, and we'll have you back on again real soon.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for having me, and it was good to meet you too this time, Trish.
Same here.
Talk to you soon, okay. Karen. Bye-bye. Take good care. Bye-bye. When we come back, we're going to talk to Trish about City Life Suites.
If it's the Callwood Crawl or a mess on the Malahat, we've got your back with more traffic more often. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Hi, it's Wesley on CFAX 1070 with a quick announcement for all the curling fans out there. If you're trying to get someone excited about the men's curling championship that's coming up, well, maybe a friend or a spouse, bring them to Hillside Mall today. We're playing a mini curling competition with mini rocks on a shuffleboard table. It's completely free to enter, and if you make it to the final round, it's a $500 gift certificate as the prize to Hillside Mall. So stop by Hillside, register your team of two, or head to curling.ca for all the details. Also happening today, if your hobbies include sewing, scrapbooking, quilting, knitting, beads, needlework, well, we have a show for you. Head to Perks Recreation Center for the Creative Stitches Show. It's the last day, but expect to see some noteworthy classes, seminars, and exhibitors. CreativeStitches.com for all the details. And that's it for your Community Connection, brought to you by Saffron Windows, Fashion, Drapery, and Blinds on CFAX 1070.
Look out, kids. Here come the goats. Come on, babies. Come on.
The Beacon Hill Children's Farm, voted Victoria's best kids attraction, is now open for the season. Come cheer on the new baby goats as they stampede at 10:10 and 4:10 daily. The Beacon Hill Children's Farm. Kids and baby goats. What could be more fun for the family? Beacon Hill Children's Farm is now open in beautiful Beacon Hill Park, funded by your donations. Follow them on Facebook.
Think kitchen knives are boring? Get ready to be excited. Introducing the X-Line range of knives from Bustoff. Six different knives, all forged from a single piece of easy-cleaning stainless steel and perfectly balanced for long-lasting performance. The paring knife, sausage knife, carving knife, cook's knife, bread knife, and santoku. Make the smoothest cuts ever with the X-Line range of knives from Bustoff. Made in Germany, available at Penna & Company in Broadmead Village.
We are back. Trish Young is here from City Life Suites. Wasn't that interesting?
Oh, Karen? Very interesting. Yes.
You know, it's just, you know, you don't have to believe everything about this, but sometimes you get a little insight or a little, you know, word from beyond. It's helpful, right?
Well, when you hear things such as her being effective in solving that murder, that's fact.
Yeah. That's amazing, isn't it?
It is.
And speaking of amazing, well, you've been on vacation. You were in Whistler because you do vacation rentals. You know all about them. And I think a lot of people have thought about it, about renting their house out or renting one of these suites, but they don't really know how it works and they're worried about leaving their house. Why has it become so popular now? And kind of what are some of the ins and outs of doing this?
Well,
properly.
I think one of the things that has happened is it's growing at about a 24% rate every year, vacation
wow.
rentals. And what it does is it provides individuals, travelers, families with other options rather than staying in hotels.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that hotels are bad, they're not, but sometimes there's things that just don't fit. For instance, if you don't have cooking facilities, that means then, unless you're staying in an all-inclusive resort, you've got to pay for every meal that you eat, and that really adds up, and it adds a huge amount to your holiday costs.
Mm-hmm.
So vacation rentals is perfect because you're renting an environment that provides you with cooking facilities, and it's almost like the old home away from home.
Now, having said that, some are homes, some are, could be in hotels, could be a...
Yeah, they could be a suite.
Apartment suite.
Yeah, rather than
complex.
A room, it would be a suite. So it would have a sleeping area, a bathroom, usually some sort of ensuite washer, dryer. So those kinds of things are looked after, and the cooking facilities as
now,
well.
Now, how do you know it's up front? You go on one of these sites and you see this place. Walk us through how you pick a place and then how you know that you send the money, you're going to get the place. It's not going to be some kind of a scam or
well,
legit.
There's a couple of very large websites that are popular in North America. The first one being VRBO, which stands for Vacation Rentals by Owner, VRBO.com. And they're one of the biggest. And the other big one is HomeAway. Now, these folks have been around for quite a while, and they are very reputable. And they have some certain security things that they have worked into their website. And if somebody gets to a particular place and finds out that it's not maybe the way that it should be, as a guest, you always have the option to be able to write a review about the property, and you can actually post that online for the rest of the world to read. And reading reviews is a really, really important thing when you're making your choice on what property that you're going to choose.
And where do you read those reviews? Right on the site?
Right on when you actually choose a particular property. You can click on a little icon that will let you go to the review section, and the reviews have to be posted by people who are doing the traveling. There is an option for owners to post reviews, but it clearly says review has been posted by owner. So those would be things that the owner would take out of a guest book and then just type it in and then send it off. So you want to look for the types of reviews that have been entered by guests.
And then you would put a deposit down like you would in a hotel. You need to put a deposit and pay.
Yeah.
So it's professional. And would that be by check, by Visa? Like, how do most
operate? That depends on the owner of the property. And sometimes you'll have a property that's managed by the owner, and other times you'll have a property that's managed by a management company. Mm-hmm. And you can actually tell that. It says that, and it provides that information on the website. And everybody has got their own payment terms. Some people want a 50% deposit at the time of the booking, and they might want the balance paid 60 days before the date of occupancy or 30 days before the date of occupancy. But those are all things that should be clearly outlined on the website in the area that the property description is given. If it isn't, then there's a space that you can actually send an email to the owner, and you can put down any questions that you want and have the owner answer those questions before you move ahead and decide to do the booking. You want to know about the cancellation policy. That's really important.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, what about peak season, shoulder season? What are best times, and what are some of the booking tips that good to know?
Peak season, you'll always pay the highest rate, for sure.
And that's listed right on, usually?
Yeah, usually.
On their calendar at the end?
Have a section that says rates, and it will divide the seasons into months so that you'll know what months fall into their peak season. Some people have a shoulder season, some don't. Some people just have a peak and a low season. And there's also a calendar that's attached to each one of these listings on the website. And you can have a look at the calendar and see what the vacancies are. And if you see, for instance, that there is a property with a lot of vacancies, you know, you might want to maybe try and negotiate the rate with the owner. Because
that's what I was wondering. Can you barter a bit?
Yeah, you can barter a little bit, yeah. If it's a last-minute booking, say you're only a week away from your occupancy date and you think that it could be difficult for the owner to sell off that space, you could certainly say to them, you know, this is my budget. Mm-hmm. Would you be willing to accept that? Some people do that, some people don't. A lot of it depends on how well the property is priced. And have a look at a series of properties and get an idea of what the range and price is, but also read the fine print, because you need to read what you're getting for that. Some people provide phone, local, and long distance at no cost. That's included in your rate. They supply underground parking. They supply Wi-Fi. Other people, all of those things are added on. So what you would see is a low base rate, and then by the time you get into dialogue with the owner, you find out that this is extra and that is extra and that is extra. And at the end of the day, then you end up paying perhaps more than you would for another property that was an all-in rate.
So some people, you know, maybe just people that want to get a place, rent a place. Not everybody wants to rent their place, but that is a possibility too, that you put your own house up or apartment as
yes.
a rental.
Yeah, if you say, for instance, you might own a boat, and if you go away for a month in the summer, you might decide that you want to see if you can get a renter in your house for that period of time. Well, as an owner, you then have to list on one of these websites that I was speaking of, mm-hmm. and that there's a cost attached to that. And if you feel that you can make more money than what it would cost you, then it's probably a good idea to do that.
But it's not for everybody, I'm sure.
No, it's not for everybody. And also the other thing is you have to ensure as an owner that you have the right zoning. Because if you automatically live in, we'll just say, an area where the zoning does not allow you to do that type of rental, you could be in trouble with the municipality, and they could come and shut you down. And if you had a series of rentals agreed to, it could be disastrous.
Well, all very interesting. We're going to talk a little more about that, also about City Life Suites and kind of what you do, and if you have a condo in town, maybe some things you can do with that condo to make some extra money. Back in a few minutes.
I thought talking about cemetery and cremation pre-planning would be unpleasant, but visiting Royal Oak Burial Park proved otherwise. The staff are welcoming, they're helpful, they explain the choices I need to make, the options they offer, and provided price lists for their services. All of this help was provided at no cost, no obligation, and in a no-pressure environment. After visiting Royal Oak Burial Park, I discovered they're genuine about service, not sales. You won't regret visiting Royal Oak Burial Park on Falaise Drive or online at robp.ca.
This October, discover Portugal's hidden treasures with Vision 2000 Travel and Colette Vacations on a small group tour with Victoria's award-winning photographer, Francis Littman. This is Julie Skinner from Vision 2000 Travel, inviting you to join Francis on this 12-day trip of a lifetime. You'll stay in castles, palaces, and monasteries that have been transformed into the finest accommodation that Portugal has to offer. Cooking classes, winery tours, and World Heritage sites are featured. Vision 2000 Travel, vacations crafted by professionals. 250-412-1880.
Invisible, shape-shifting, jetpack-equipped escape artists. The octopuses are lurking. At the Shaw Ocean Discovery Center. New exhibit, Staying Alive. It's about the complex game of hide-and-seek and survival techniques of the creatures in the Salish Sea. Diversions, great escapes, the animal world does it all, and the octopus is the mastermind. The Shaw Ocean Discovery Center. If you've never been, what are you waiting for? Discover your ocean. See Staying Alive at the Shaw Ocean Discovery Center on the waterfront in Sydney.
Senior Living Magazine brings you a taste of food, song, dance, and activities from cultures around the world at the 8th Annual Senior Expo, Tuesday, March 12th at Perks Rec Center. Meet over 125 exhibitors and enjoy all-day entertainment. You'll find cultural dancing, music, and demonstrations by folk artists and craftspeople. Savor a variety of ethnic foods at our all-day cafe. Come celebrate the cultural diversity that makes up our senior community at the Senior Expo, Tuesday, March 12th, 9 to 4 at Perks Rec Center.
We're talking to Trish Young from City Life Suites. And Trish, you were just telling me that if you were going to somewhere like New Zealand, Australia, there's different sites you'd use for different places because that's what they use more of.
The ones that I mentioned, VRBO and HomeAway, those are very good for North America and for reasonable for Europe. But it wouldn't be the site that I would go to if I was looking for accommodation in Australia or New Zealand. So sometimes there's a little bit of hunting and research that's required on your part. For instance, one for Australia is takeabreak.au is a very, very big one. And that's one of the sites that a lot of Australians list their second homes, their summer cottages on. So that would be a good one for Australia. NZ Stays would be a good one for New Zealand. So, and really all you have to do is just Google in vacation rentals in Australia, New Zealand, and you might have to go to page two and you'll eventually come to some sort of a website that has a lot of
And listings. You've traveled extensively, Europe and everywhere, and you've done a lot of this. And I know you do a lot of investigating, so that's probably the biggest tip, right, is to make sure you do your homework.
Yeah, and my experience is that women really, really like to be the travel ninjas, and they're the ones that do a lot of the organizing. Not to say that the guys don't as well, but it seems that when I ask people who's responsible for doing all of the research, because we always ask, how did you find us? We have seven or eight apartments that some we own, some we manage, and I'm always interested to find out, you know, who did the work and how did people find us?
Well, City Life Suites, tell people about your City Life Suites because they're beautiful and they're kind of the gold standard if you're looking to rent a home away from home.
Well, we've been very fortunate. We've been awarded the TripAdvisor Best Vacation Rental Award 2 years running in 2011 and 2012. And we have, as I say, a stable of condos in the downtown area, which are available anywhere from, you know, 7 days and up to 6 month rentals. And our website is citylifesuites.com if you want to have a look. And, you know, it's great. We're terrific. We're there. And we try to give you the best fit, find out a little bit about what your needs are. So we have people coming from all over the world. And it's a really, really fun business. We get some great guests and we've made lifetime friends.
And I know your standards are impeccable. So when you go somewhere else, you're kind of always looking at what they do because you have a certain standard. And I know, you know, I'm in real estate at REMAX and a lot of people have condos or places that maybe or they want an investment. I think you have room for one more managing position.
Maybe, we do. We've just actually had a space open up for a two-bedroom, two-bathroom condo that we would like to manage on your behalf and like to invite you into our group. And, you know, if there's anybody out there that feels that they would like to talk to us about that, we'd be very interested in talking to them about the possibility.
And I know it's a lot of work that you put into this, because you have to make sure they're clean, they're proper, they're managed well, your owners are taken care of if it's their suite. And they're so nice. I mean, I want to come and stay there just living in town. And I know you have a lot of people that do that, right, that maybe have family that are coming for the winter and they stay there. So it's kind of great if you don't want to live quite so closely.
Yeah. Well, you know, what happens, for instance, we'll have somebody call us and they'll tell us that they're the choice being in Victoria for the family reunion, and they can only accommodate so many people in their own home. So then they have to start to try and find accommodation for the overflow. It never seems that the people who have the home in Piapot, Saskatchewan, have the family reunions. For whatever reason, it always seems to be in Victoria. So then they'll phone us and they will have some of their relatives come and stay with us. And then, of course, we get the snowbirds January, February, March from all over eastern Canada. And then we get more of the tourist trade in the summertime.
You must get some great stories, like what they do and how they're here and how they found Victoria.
I'm going to write the book. After I'm finished with the business, then I'm going to write a book about my experiences.
Don't worry, no names will be used. If that was you.
All names have been changed. The characters are fictional.
To protect the innocent. Okay, so how do people get a hold of you if they want to know about maybe renting out their condo and having you manage it, or if they want to book suites or look into it for their family or friends or relatives?
Well, you can go to citylifesuites.com, and there's a contact form there right on the website, so you can shoot us an email. Or if you prefer and you would like to talk to us, you can give us a call at 250-360-0774, and that's our business line.
And when you come back next, Trish, we're going to talk a little more on a further show about, you know, a condo as an investment and kind of benefits of short-term, long-term, because like you said, not everybody can rent their condo. You have to look at so many rules and regulations, right? It's more than just buying a condo, oh, I'm going to rent this. You have to really dig into this.
Well, you do. You have to look at what the municipality allows, and you also have to look at what the strata allows in your building. If your strata allows that type of rental, then you can go forward. But if it's a situation of where it's nothing less than 6 months, you're not a candidate.
And like anything, Trish, I think if you're a landlord, it really pays to be a good landlord and to keep your properties up and to maintain them. It's your investment, but it's also doing the right thing by people, is making sure you have a safe, nice environment for people.
Well, it is, and there's a reward in that in itself. But the real benefit, I believe, to short-term vacation rentals from an owner's perspective is the fact that your property is maintained at a much higher level than if you were doing long-term rentals. We are in and out of that property on a weekly basis, and if we see that something is damaged, it is remedied immediately. You're not going a year with that little drip that started out small and before you know it. Yikes.
Yes. Well, we're going to have on ROMS one of these days talk about rentals and management property, because that's a whole other area. Trish, I hope you have a great day and a great year, because, you know, you are a birthday girl and you're Kelly Green, right?
I am Kelly Green. And thank you so much for having me
on
your program.
It's been great having you on. Emily, thank you as always. Until we meet again, get out there and enjoy.